Уважаемый господин
Mr. President, distinguished members of the working group, I would like to thank you for bringing up this very important issue today, which is freedom of speech and how it is reflected in the media in Moldova. The problem of the concentration of the media and the creation of monopolies, self-censorship, and other important problems dealing with the area of radio and television is covered by the new code on the television and radio, which was voted upon by Parliament in Moldova in a first reading on 7 July of this year. Today, the draft of this new law is undergoing an expert analysis in a number of international organizations. An important element which is of concern to our government and NGOs, other specialized ministries, and the society as a whole, and which is the basis for the new code, is combating propaganda and manipulation, stopping piracy, protecting information, and probably the most important thing, ensuring the safety of citizens from propaganda aimed at dividing society, creating divergences and racial hatred. I would like to note that before the final adoption of this new code on the television and radio, the Parliament, already in the spring of this year, adopted an amendment to the code of television and radio, which limits the number of licenses for television stations and radio stations that any individual legal or natural person can have, which has gone from 5 to 2. With respect to our Coordinating Council for Television and Radio, we constantly carry out monitoring of broadcasters, and we just provide for sanctions provided for by the law in case of propaganda that is broadcast by channels. We would also like to note that an agreement was reached that before the final adoption of the new code on television and radio, we will continue a public discussion in the framework of the specific commission in the Parliament, and there will also be debates organized with the direct participation of non-governmental organizations. We can assure you that the approval of the new code will go along the lines of, will be within the legal framework, and it will not be aimed at anyone. It will also be in the lines of the interests of the freedom of choice for all citizens of Moldova. It is also important to note that not in any case will it ban broadcasting on channels. It will just, or political television shows, which will just help to protect citizens against citizens, protection of citizens against racial hatred or propaganda. It is important to combat this kind of propaganda, and it can be done only by promoting other types of shows. We are working to work with local television stations as well. We often work with NGOs and specialized agencies and TV broadcasters to spread awareness, and it will be adopted in a spirit of upholding human rights and freedoms. Thank you.